This question was in family circle. Now, I got to tell you guys, I probably should not read these things. The only reason I read them is because of this show. If I didn't do this show, I would not read this stuff. I have seen maybe 5% that, in my opinion, truly give a parent some helpful advice on how to deal with the problem. These Q&A things that are in all the women's magazines and all the family magazines and in the Reader's Digest and all the parent magazines and all the kid magazines. Well, here's another one. It's a classic example. They're almost stamped out of the same template. I'll analyze it for you here as we go. You tell me what you think. All right? One of the problems in me doing this is I don't want people to think, well, you know, this is just one expert's opinion versus other experts' opinions. And if we're going to go by the numbers, this particular expert's opinion is dominated by other experts who think differently than he does. So who does he think he is? And that's a good point. That's why I will attempt to make my case to you, and then you decide. You decide which case makes the more sense. Here's the question. I have a 12-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son. And although my daughter is sweet with her friends, she is not sweet with her brother. She puts him down and teases him. He tries to stand up to her or pretends that her words don't hurt. But I know she's breaking his heart. How can I stop their fighting? All right, let's look at the question first. The essence of the question, at least from mom's perspective, is not, yeah, my kids bicker. They're the best of buddies, but boy, they just wrangle sometimes. No, no, no. She is saying that in her opinion, whether this is exaggerated or not, you take the question for what it's worth, her daughter is nasty to her son, and furthermore, he can't shrug it off. He can't look and go, oh, yeah, she's mean, but who cares? She's a girl. He's not doing that. It says, I know she's breaking his heart. He tries to pretend her words don't hurt. Now, here is the answer. Now, remember, these are folks who are in million seller magazines, many, many millions of seller magazines. All right? This is the kind of stuff that, once again, has taken its toll on the backbone, the self-confidence, and the authority of parents. Answer. It's amazing how motherhood destroys our memory. We give birth to child number 2, and we fantasize that our firstborn will embrace this intruder joyfully. Remember how you felt about your own siblings? I would stop right there and say, wait a minute, it's not universal. What if I liked my siblings? What if I got along with them? See, the implication is it is automatic not to like your siblings. Remember how you felt about your own siblings? Yes, there were times when your brother or sister flew to the rescue, but many more occasions when he or she tortured you. You see, Mom, don't worry about it. A generation ago, you got beat on too. So that's okay. This is the way it is. It gets better. She says, this is the only line in here that I probably actually agree with. This isn't to say that your children will never be friends. That's true. Awful lot of siblings grow up to be the best of buddies. Or that you should stand by and do nothing. Okay, all right, now I'm figuring she's getting to it. All right, she says, don't stand by and do nothing. Don't let your 12-year-old beat on her 8-year-old brother mercilessly with her emotions, her snottiness, and her nasty name-calling. All right, okay, here she goes. Start with a good cop approach. Huh? While you're having a snack or taking a walk with your daughter, appeal to her big sister status. Tell her you know she's mature enough to to stop the cycle. Suggest that she pay her brother a compliment. When he feels accepted, he's less likely to push her buttons. But don't expect a miracle. Your daughter is at the peak of pre-adolescent angst. That's an overall kind of unsettled nervousness. So explain to your son that this may be part of the problem and that he needs to respect her privacy and tolerate her moods. There you go. There's the answer. You got it? Now let's just dissect this, which is really easy to do. One, I gotta believe this would work with a few kids. Everything works with a few kids. There may be some kids here and there, after years of beating on their little brother, when you take them out for a snack and go, you know what? You're the big sister, and I'm really counting on you to be the mature one. And the kid will go, oh, mother, you know, I've never thought that way before. Oh, thank you. Thank you for pointing out that reality to me. It makes it all so clear. Love you. There may be a kid or two like that somewhere up in Antarctica. But notice the implication here. Mom has a 12-year-old daughter, so we can assume this problem's been going on for some years. Two, you think mom has never tried any of this before? Don't you think that the average parent in dealing with a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old problem behavior has not tried every bit of analyzing and reasoning and approach and persuasion and logic that they can muster up with a kid? Don't you think they've tried this? Don't you think they've said, you know, you're the big sister. He's 8. He's 4 years younger than you. When you treat him like that, look at the pain in his eyes. Don't you see that he hurts? Don't you think mom has tried this about 50,000 times? And clearly it hasn't worked because she's still writing the question. When your son feels accepted, he's less likely to push her buttons. But don't expect a miracle. Your daughter is at the peak of pre-adolescent angst. So explain to your son that this may be part of the problem. In other words, hey, pal, you're living with a wench. All right? Now, you got about another 3, 4 years of this. Just stay out of her way and tolerate her nastiness. That's what this lady said to do. What's this woman's name here? Ann Plachette Murphy. She's the parenting correspondent on Good Morning America. This is why. I mean, Good Morning America has millions of viewers. Family Circle has millions of readers. This is the kind of stuff that when parents read this and they think, well, she's the expert. She ought to know. So then they go try some version of this. And what happens? 98 out of 100 kids it doesn't work for. If this actually worked, mom, I got to believe mom's not stupid. Mom has probably tried some version of this. Maybe she didn't have a snack with the kid. But I got to believe in her floundering around to get her daughter to leave her son alone, she has tried every bit of logic and reasoning she could try. And it hasn't stopped it. Because mom's got to stop it. Mom's got to do something about it. Mom's got to basically say, you can't mistreat your brother. You're not allowed. I will discipline you. I will stop you. I will punish you. It's the only thing that's going to stop the daughter, at least consistently. As I said, there's a few that may stop if you just go, oh, look at the pain in his eyes. And the girl will turn and look and see, oh, he is hurt. I've never noticed that before. Look at him. I can't believe I'm doing this. Mother, get me to confession right away, quick. I can't bear the pain of my own sin. Yeah, there may be a few kids like that, but I dare say that if a kid thinks like that, he would have stopped doing this a long time ago. And notice the implicit permission for the daughter to be nasty. The son is told, hey, look, you just got to put up with her, you know? She's nasty. What are you going to do? She's going to outgrow it. Hey, maybe she won't outgrow it. Maybe, just maybe, in the next 4 years, this kid will become 12 and his sister will be 16, and he'll say, you know what? I can't stand being around her. I don't like her. I've lost 4 years of brother-sister relationship because she's so obnoxious. Because I just want to avoid her because I can't stand looking at her face. And now that I'm 12, I can physically take her. So if she's going to push on me now, she's going to get nailed. Why do I get frustrated with this kind of advice? Because it's everywhere. And because what it does to parents is mess them up. And furthermore, what it does is create ugly interactions between kids and between kids and parents. And that's the sad part. That's the part where I look at this and go, you know what? This mom's going to go back and do this, and she's going to live another 2, 3, 4, 5 years with this interaction. And who knows where it's going to lead, and who knows how the kids are going to grow towards each other. Yeah, they may outgrow it, but they may not. There's not a word in here at all other than that one line that says, I'm not saying that you should stand by and do nothing. But see, here's the interesting thing. Notice then what she says after she says, or that you should stand by and do nothing. She then says, here's what you should do in so many words, and what you should do really becomes what you should say. Mom's not doing anything other than having a snack or taking a walk with her daughter. That's it. That's what she's doing. The rest of this is that it's all talk. It's all reason. Let's all just suppose that your daughter is open to persuasion. You know what I find fascinating, the inconsistency in this? The son has to tolerate the daughter's moods, okay? The mother is appealing to the daughter's intellect. The mother's basically saying, look, you're the big sister. You know, please, be big sister, be kind. In the meantime, the expert is acknowledging that the daughter can be a wench. And so, I don't get it. Mom should appeal to her emotions because that's what she is supposedly going in and out of. I don't get it. But I tell you, this is the kind of stuff that is just everywhere.